Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on this evening to have you join me. I know we're having some technical difficulties, amen, but God is still good, and we're going to give our guests and all of you time to get back online. I want to thank each and every one of you. Some great things are happening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, and we have some great guests coming on. But once again, I thank God, my family and my friends and all of you who are tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com at this particular hour. We're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each platform. We thank you for each guest, Lord. We thank you for blessing those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we just ask you, would you bless each and every person all over this land and country, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would something be said or done to edify and magnify who you are? In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we are going to allow our guest time to get back online. She'll call back in a few minutes. But I want to introduce our guest while we wait. Miss Crystal Victoria is the president of Target of Evolution, and she has become a great adversary, and she would like to share information about her particular mission. She has an inspirational story, as many of you know. At the young age, she was a straight-A student, and somehow she got off on the wrong track, but she is on the right track now, and she is all over the world speaking about her mission and the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are going to give her time to come on the ministry and share her phenomenal, phenomenal story. And so she's not on the line right now, but I'm going to see if I still have this number or see when she calls back in. So give me just a second to try to get everyone back online. We're going to go ahead and begin with something right quick while we wait on our guests to come back online. I'm going to check my messages here. We are live on this particular ministry, and so let me see here. Give me just a second. Okay, while we wait on Ms. Crystal Victoria, I do want to go over this website because I have many individuals who are asking about the different attributes of this website and things of that nature. So I want to go over the website while we wait on our guests to come back online. Okay. And let me make sure that these lines are working here. All right. So here we go. If you would go to afrida.hubpages.com, you will see that this is the particular website for all of the articles, every last article that I've written. And within these particular articles, you will find that these are articles about politics, articles about entertainment, articles about crime and law enforcement. These are articles about Christianity, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, music, and things of that nature. So be sure to look at this particular article and be sure to come back and visit this article, or these articles, actually, okay? If you go to the next article or the next website, which is stellargospelmusic.com, you will find that this particular website has many different attributes to it. It has the homepage, about us, contact us, services, church events around the world. Now then, I've made some updates. If you have an artist who would like to highlight their music on this particular ministry, all you have to do is send the email to emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, label, and release date. Send those particular things. As you all know, we have Sister Tasha Cobbs, and she has a song entitled Put a Praise on It, and she's one of our highlights, as well as Mr. Travis Green, Made a Way. Also, we have different shows and different interviews, and we have, of course, the Elizabeth Gerald story that we're working on, and we have Meet Miss Janice Montgomery. So be sure to check out those two particular shows. In addition to that, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, as well as if you look at some of the TV shows, for instance, you have Bounce TV Presents It's a Man's World on Tuesdays. Then we have the Mary Marys on Thursdays. Then the Carmichael Show on Sunday. So please be sure to check all that out. We also have our top 10 Billboard gospel artists, which we have throughout the week. And if you want to contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, please do so at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? So that's this website. Of course, it's an international radio station. So if you want to be on the radio station, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. All right, if you want to contact me, here's the contact form right here. Be sure to put your name and email and submit what you would like to submit to me, and I will receive it. And I believe we have Miss Crystal Victoria on the line. Miss Crystal Victoria, on the line.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being so patient as we was working out some technological problems.
No problem.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, Ms. Crystal, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, I'm a published author, and I have several books. I have a online entrepreneurial education program for teens and young adults called Target Evolution. I'm from Dallas, and I've just been doing a lot in the community lately, working with teens, working with low-income families, trying to help them establish a solid foundation and pass down generational wealth, but also helping them to redevelop the community through entrepreneurial education. So it's been an exciting journey. I've been doing this for about 5 years. This year, we've had the honor and the pleasure of bringing on some outside investors to re-
Ms. Crystal? All right, we're having some technological difficulties, Ms. Crystal.
Oh, I am so sorry. I hit mute on my phone.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. It's the last thing I said, I think.
You're bringing in some investors.
Yes. So we brought in some outside investors this year to help further not only our efforts, but to help to invest in our participants in our program. And so it's just really an exciting time. I'm just excited and grateful to be here. It's been a lot of hard work. We have an amazing team, and looking forward to what the future brings.
That's good. Now, you touched a little bit about your Target Evolution Entrepreneurship Institute. Can you tell us the domains or the main things of this particular organization?
Sure. So Target Evolution, first off, I'll go start at the name. So in life, you know, there's a fundamental law of change. Everything changes, nothing remains the same. And so what our organization does is target the evolution taking place in our community, in our society, and around the globe through entrepreneurial education. So that, in essence, is what Target Evolution means and why the name was chosen. And what we do is we provide a 60 to 80 hour online entrepreneurial curriculum for teens and young adults to take advantage of in order to start their business. So everyone that goes through one of our programs actually finishes with an operating business. And once they finish, they go into our alumni program, which provides them benefits for however much they're making over a quarter average. So, for example, we have students submit their revenues every month, and we average that out over a quarter. And then we give them a benefit. Some of the benefits include office space, free office space. They can get free laptops and tablets, legal reviews, chamber memberships. And once they've reached a certain level, then they earn automatic access into our accelerator. An accelerator program that's 90 days. They have to complete it in 90 days. It's very intensive, primarily geared towards tech startups. But once they finish, they get $25,000 in seed capital from our investment firm in exchange for 2% of equity.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, because many people are interested in this. So with this particular program, you said it's online. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or no? Okay.
Yes, it is online.
Okay, it's online. And, of course, the person has to invest something in it because you have a fee, of course. Okay. And then, so after which, what are the qualifications for that person to even enter the program?
So the first off, there are, I'll say, very little qualifications. We focus a lot on developing not so much the business, but the entrepreneur behind the business. And that first section, that first tier of our program is geared towards developing that person, making sure they have the mindset, making sure that they are comfortable and that they're ready and that entrepreneurship is for them at a low cost in an environment that cushions failure and reduces risk. Once they go through that and they're out there on their own starting and you know, handing out business cards and just developing the business, you know, in itself, we provide them benefits to help them keep going. So I would say the qualifications to get in our program is just that you provide the fee, have access to a computer, and are willing to dedicate at least 3 hours a week and maybe as much as 10 to developing your business and taking your coursework. Beyond that, as it relates to our accelerator is geared towards specific type of startups. However, we do have other programs for companies that are not technology-centered. So it's not that you have to be a technology startup. That's not at all what I'm saying, and I hope no one got that message. That is for the accelerator piece. To come into our program, you can come in and start any business. We do have some guidelines as to the types of businesses we start. We primarily focus on solopreneurial endeavors, things that you can run on your own. For example, you know, it's good for those that want to be a consultant or, you know, do something on the side, where all you really need is a business card, a laptop, and some type of, you know, light training. But it's, like I said, it's geared towards helping people learn and decide whether they're an entrepreneur first. And then once you can see what goes into it and how well you operate as an entrepreneur, then we suggest that you expand that business. So, you know, we don't suggest is coming in and saying, oh, well, you need $50,000 to run this business. We're going to give you $50,000. We want your business to start as lean as possible. If your business needs $50,000, we want to see the $500 version of it. We want to see it in its simplest, rawest forms. And a lot of times people can't scale down that small. They think, oh, well, I can't, but you really, really can. And so we really try to focus on making sure that, and then grow.
Okay. And how many people have encountered your program?
So currently, because we actually just launched the online platform a couple of weeks ago, we have 25 students actively enrolled. Here in the next month, when our official first class starts, May 22nd, we expect to have 50 to 75 students going through our program.
Wow, that is a blessing. That's good. Okay. I want to know more about that a little bit later. But what is the First Friday program, which was developed by Judge Howard?
Yes. So First Friday by Judge Jeanine Howard is a program in which she hand selects people that go through her courtroom that are on probation for the first time or have light cases. She gives them probation and then requires that they come to First Friday. And in First Friday, she comes off the bench. They meet for 2 hours on a Friday, on the first Friday every month. And she actually works with each individual person and helps them to complete the conditions of their probation. So it's really an awesome program. Judge Jeanine Howard is an amazing, amazing individual. You know, it's judges like her, dignitaries like me, hope as to the future direction that the criminal justice system can go. The Divert Court programs are really, really important, and I'm grateful that I know not just her, but several judges that have implemented programs to reduce the recidivism rate, but also to keep people from going to jail in the first place. I think that's amazing.
Oh, that's good. And she's located in Dallas, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's good. Okay, great. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about the various topics you speak on?
So I primarily like to talk on self-help, overcoming obstacles, and motivation, and give people, you know, the real about obstacles. You know, I believe that everything happens for a reason, and it's meant to either strengthen us or show us how strong we are. And in all those obstacles is, you know, a seed of success if we look for it, and it's always silver lining in the clouds. So I talk a lot about overcoming obstacles. I talk a lot about entrepreneurial education as well and voting. But primarily, I gear a lot of topics towards overcoming obstacles, building confidence, and being open and open-minded and willing to try something new.
That's good. Now, you've written a book called The Vicious Cycle. Please tell us a little bit about this book.
Sure. So The Vicious Cycle is also subtitled A Key to Unlocking the Revolving Door. What it is a handbook, as like a step-by-step guide, which helps someone that is coming out of the system understand what they need to do to successfully reintegrate. It also is good for families because it allows the family to really see what's going on with that individual emotionally and mentally and understand how they can help that individual to really reintegrate. It discusses the mindset that's going on, the reality that they come home and face, the mindset they have to overcome, and gives practical tools and resources that they can use to begin changing their life, starting with the mindset, but also starting with their emotions and learning how to control their emotions, how to pick and choose which thoughts to entertain, and how to reduce stress. So those are the things that The Vicious Cycle covers initially. It also gives resources as to where you can get educational programs for parenting and also to help find housing and jobs, but primarily focuses on the mental and emotional components of reintegration, which is where a lot of times people have the most difficulties, or I can only speak for myself, at least I did. I think we'd be surprised to find how many opportunities and jobs there actually are for people with a background. But it is frustrating because so often you have to go hear a lot of no's before you get to that one yes. But once you have the mindset to persevere and to be consistent and to work hard and you really want it, then those hurdles, you just start jumping over them quite simply. So, you know, like I said, it's not easy, it's simple. And I just wanted to provide a simple formula that can help anybody right where they're at.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Okay, great. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the organizations that you're involved with and how you help other youth.
Okay, so some of the organizations I'm involved with is Greater Irving Las Colinas Chamber of Commerce. I'm actually on the board of Young American Voters Foundation and Next Generation Action Network, IT Mastermind Group that I am working with, Tech Talent South. They provide coding education for young adults. And all of these organizations, you know, are geared towards just empowering people. I love things that empower people. I'm looking into, in the future, getting into some women entrepreneurial programs and organizations as well, being affiliated with those. But for now, with the time that I have on my hands, that's all I've been able to be a part of.
That's good. That's a lot. Wow. Okay. Now, you said some of your, or one of your plans was to finish a degree in business law. What would you like to do with that degree?
So, you know, the interesting thing about law is it gives you a lot of flexibility. It gives you a lot of exposure to resources and how things need to be done. So I think that a business law degree would help me professionally in a lot of areas, but it would also empower me to help others as well. I can't say that I just want to be a lawyer, although I did when I was a kid. That was one of my childhood dreams. But more importantly, I want to know law. I want to know what the laws are. And also, you know, so that I can be influential in creating policies and everything to make sure that those laws work for the benefit of people, not to the detriment. In the future, I am eyeing a political campaign. I'm not sure what office yet, but I think it would definitely aid in my quest to seek a political office.
That's good. Good luck with that. That's excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
Now tell us about your short independent film and what it's going to be based on, and tell us a little bit about your story growing up.
So the film is still up for debate. I just haven't finished the sequel to my autobiography in order for us to actually produce it. But it is based on my autobiography and my story. So growing up, I was in a lot of trouble, in and out of juvenile, in and out of jail, just doing a whole lot of things, selling drugs on the street. And I actually ended up going to prison and was punished 3 times for the same crime afterwards. I got tired and, you know, I was just trying to figure out my way, and even ended up in a domestic violent relationship. And I just kind of had given up, but I saw a ray of light. I just couldn't touch it. It was like flashes of light going through the tunnel. It wasn't light at the end. It was just like a ray every now and then, but then I was still in the dark. So I knew that there was something somewhere, and I started searching. And my best friend told me if I started a business, she would help me. And I did. And so my first business was a text message marketing company. So you would text my keyword to a short code, and my mobile business card would come back. Well, I didn't know how to sell it. So my best friend then suggested that I get online and find different companies and see what they were doing to be successful. So I did, and I created my own training presentation, responded to a couple of blogs online to people that were having similar trouble, and as a result, over 85 agents reached out to me for help, and I trained over 100 people in this company on how to sell this product. So I built a little team of 10, and then my best friend was starting a business brokerage firm. So as a business broker, we matched people that were buying businesses with people that were selling them and negotiated the deal to close. So we had to learn how to market and sell a business, evaluate tax returns, financial statements, and decide the overall value of the company and determine what its valuation is in order for us to come up with a price to sell it. So we had some training with a partner program or a partner actually company that we were working with out of New York. And in the first 2 weeks of training, I listed and sold my first business. And it was a hair salon, got a $10,000 commission check. So, you know, I started seeing like, wow, I'm really good at this, you know. And previously, there were a lot of things that I wanted to do growing up. I could never find my niche. My mother worked, was raised in a single-parent household, and my mom worked a lot. And I would look and wonder to myself, how is it that some people have and some people don't? You know, I hear my mom say, you know, I have a good job and blah, 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 but we never had enough money. It was never enough, never enough. We had nice things, you know, but she had to go work ridiculously hard all the time to get them, which often left me at home alone, and I got into a lot of trouble. And I know she meant well. However, I also feel looking back that I wish that she would have had just a piece of entrepreneurial mindset and education, and maybe she would have started a small business on the side instead of working 2 and 3 jobs, taking her even further away from home. And I wonder if that same thing is true for so many of the low-income families and single-parent households today that, you know, don't see any other way out but just to go get another job, working two and three jobs to make ends meet. I think if you dedicated that same amount of time to just trying to start one business on the side, that you could actually lift your family out of poverty and out of the low-income economic class. So I wondered that my whole life, and I think for that reason I rebelled. I think watching her work two and three jobs, struggling to keep hold on to things, and seeing this other life that people live that I didn't know how they did it, but they were successful and they had money and they had time to spend with their families, I didn't know, and no one was teaching me how they did it. And I wanted to know. I wanted to figure that out. I wanted to be like them, and I had no examples. So I wasn't sold on a go to school and get a good job concept. I didn't like, because I didn't like the way that it worked out in my family. So it's not that I didn't believe in working hard. I've had a job since I was 14 years old, despite all the trouble. It's just that I felt like it was not the way out. It was not the happy life that people so often portray it to be. And I knew there was more to it, and there was more to life, and I was seeking it, searching. And so as a part of my search, unfortunately, I got into a lot of trouble because I gave up. I rebelled. And I just refused to accept anything that I was being told. I wanted more, and I wanted to see more. So once I got to the age to where I did know how to start my own business, I started seeing that that was the piece I was missing. That was exactly what I was looking for this whole time. Unfortunately, entrepreneurship education has only been a science, we'll say, for about 10 years. So when I was growing up, it really wasn't nothing out there. It was just you kind of got to get out there and figure it out on your own. And I can understand how people were risk-averse back then and didn't want to take that risk, not knowing and having the proper education of how to be successful. And so I'm grateful today, very grateful today, to be a part of a vision that helps to correct that and helps to improve that for all people and make that option and opportunity available.
Wow, that is a great testimony. That is excellent. Okay. Now, so what are some of your short-term and long-term goals in relation to what you're going to do next, and what do you have next that's going?
Okay, so short-term goals is to get our online entrepreneurial education program, get Target Evolution where it needs to be as it relates to doing volume. I have speaking engagements lined up at several of the local high schools where I'll be coming in, helping to enroll. We do have a free demo course, so you can go to our website and go test out our platform. It's really, really cool. It's a really amazing multi-million-dollar system. And it's got one half that's social networking and one side that's an actual college education online school. So getting people enrolled in that and letting them know that we exist and really getting involved with this market with these youth is a critical component for me next, because I see it also as a way for these kids to learn how to generate the revenue they need to go back to college. Some of these students won't have the opportunity to go to school because they just can't afford it. But if they had something like this going, then they could go to school, pay for it, possibly cash out of pocket, and go to college focused and know what they want to go for. I want to go to school to learn to run this great business. And so it kind of reduces some of the craziness that we see taking place on today's campuses. So that's one of my short-term goals, and I will be working actively on that for about the next year. I have two more books that I'm writing, and to kind of focus, I really need to focus on Target Evolution, but I do write a lot. My sequel will be coming out here in the next 2 years. I'm really looking to get that done so that we can start planning the film. I have ISED Investors on board, so I eventually will be selling Target Evolution, our entrepreneurial education platform. It will be in about 3 to 5 years. There's a lot of research and development that I want to do. I'm actually doing scientific research on the whole concept of solopreneurship and what it does in this economy and what it does, the effects of it, long-term effects in low-income or underserved communities. So that's something that's a little longer term. And then, like I said, going back to school, getting that business law degree is a little longer term. I'd say about 5 to 7 years out. And once I complete that degree, then I'll be ready for a political campaign run. So So we'll see. I don't know if it'll be 10 years. What I just said may take 20, and that's okay. But those are the next few things that I will be doing, and I'm looking forward to that chapter of my life.
That is excellent. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared today?
Well, I mean, gosh, the sky is not the limit because there's footprints on the moon. I always say that to people because so often we say the sky is the limit, but what we fail to realize is that there is a satellite called the New Horizons that's orbiting Pluto. So we left the moon a long time ago. In fact, we're on the edge of the Milky Way. And if we'll just catch up there mentally, we might all find that we can do amazing, amazing, great, and miraculous things. So God has been good to me. I'm sincerely grateful to be here. It has been an extreme blessing for me to even hold a position today. I don't ever understand why I was the chosen one and why I was worthy of such a calling, but I'm grateful for it. And I just hope that I continue to be of service and inspire as many people as I can. But if I can just touch one life, then I've been successful. So that's all I have to share. Follow me on Facebook. Reach out to me. Let me know how I can serve you. I hope that everyone that's listening takes a chance and takes time out to go and look at our education portal and spread the word about what we're doing. And I look forward to being in the news here. We'll be having a lot of investment firms come to the table right now. We have partnerships with investment firms that are holding about $100 million and access to investment capital. In the next 5 years, we look to have about $1 billion available for students that come through our program. That's a lot of money. So
yes,
I'm like, please don't tell me there's no money for your startup. We have over $1 billion over here, and right now we have $100 million. So access to, we don't have it, we're not holding it, but we have access to it, and we know for a fact that it's willing to be deployed through us. So we definitely want to encourage all that are looking to start and looking for a place to start. Why not choose Target Evolution and start here?
Great. Now, can you give individuals, you touched on it a little bit, can you give them your Twitter, email, and your website?
Sure. So the website is targetevolution.org, and that's spelled T as in Tom, A-R-G-E-T as in Tom, E as in elephant, V as in violin, OLUTION.org. TargetEvolution.org. You can go to our learning platform. You can see about the team. Our team is amazing. World-class, renowned experts from all parts of the globe and all industries. We even have someone that works next to a billionaire that's on our board of directors. So we have Target Evolution. You can reach us on Facebook.com/TargetEvolution, Twitter.com/TargetEvolution. I am on LinkedIn, but I'm sorry, I don't know the handle. For information about me personally, visit my website, crystalvictoria.com. My email is crystal@targetevolution.org. So if you want to reach out to me, send me a message, send feedback. I love to hear your feedback and see how we can improve and what maybe you may be looking for as it relates to improving your life and starting your business.
Thank you so much, Ms. Crystal, and may God continue to bless you. And I will keep in contact with you because, actually, I have a nephew up there who's majoring in accounting. And so,
awesome.
Yeah, when I go to Dallas, I am going to contact you.
Please do. I'd love for you to. You have my number. Please reach out. We should meet up.
I sure will.
Okay.
All right.
Does that conclude our interview?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you so much, and God bless.
Likewise.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Crystal Victoria from Denton, Texas, and she has a phenomenal, phenomenal program, Target of Evolution. Be sure, if you are a new entrepreneur, if you're trying to start up a business, be sure to go through her course. I've heard some excellent things about it. It's in Texas, but it's online, so now it's international. So I'm telling you, the AfreeToLoveShow.com brings in the best of best. We're bringing in people that will help give us information and knowledge and help us to grow spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and things of that nature, so you have to stay tuned. I have a few announcements to make. I'm going to go over the announcements again, because I have over 150 people online and we have some technical difficulties. So please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to theafreedoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. That's theafreedoloveshow.com. Click on Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio, and you can hear everything that's on the radio from all of our entertainers, gospel artists, entrepreneurs, talk show hosts, publicists. I mean, we have a plethora of individuals and a plethora of knowledge. So if you want knowledge, just come to theafreedoloveshow.com. All right, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, TV hosts, publicists, magazine organizations, any type of positive movement, please be sure to connect with me on Facebook at Afreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. As I said before, God is blessing us. We have some of the greatest athletes who will be here. We have some of the greatest leaders who will be here. We have authors that you've read about in leadership. We have community members who are coming. I mean, we have everyone who's coming, and we have individuals who we're going to go to their platforms and speak. We have books coming out. So please be sure to connect with me, because I would love to have you on this ministry. I would love to have you on the show. There are some individuals who are reaching out saying, hey, since I've been on your show, there are people who's picking up my story. I appreciate it, and it's because of God. It's not because of me. So please be sure to connect with me. And once again, it's Afreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we have to pray for each and every person. In addition to that, while we're praying, we want to thank God for his grace and his victory and his favor, and for just taking care of us and keeping us. And we just ask that God continue to help us. All right? Okay. So let's go to the websites. Once again, if you go to, give me just a second, StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. You will see that I am your host, Dr. Afreda Love. And if you have any artists, or if you're an artist and you have any new releases, please feel free to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Make sure you have the artist name, the album title, label, and release date. Now then, I've had some particular TV shows and producers who have also emailed me as well. It's the same procedures. If you have a new show coming out, if you have a new video coming out, if you have any new projects coming out, be sure to email me the same way, emonya_love@yahoo.com, with the company that you represent, whatever television company it is, whatever it is, whether it's Disney or whatever it is. Be sure to tell me the title. Tell me the individuals who are involved in it, and you can send a trailer if you want, and I will make sure that I get it out on social media. It's very important. Be sure to do that. Also, we have our top two gospel artists for the week. We have Sister Tasha Cobbs featuring Sister Kiara Shear, Put a Praise on It. I want you guys to listen to that song. It's an anointed song. When I heard it about 2 days ago, I was like, that is my song. And so be sure to listen to that song. Also followed by Mr. Travis Green, Made a Way. Be sure to listen to those two songs by those two artists. Of course, the AfreedaLoveShow.com. We had some shows in April. Be sure to connect with the Elizabeth Gerald story. There are a lot of great things happening. A lot of people around the world are really interested in this story since it broke, and we are still working on a storyline for this particular story. Also, meet Miss Janice Montgomery. Be sure to check out her interview as well, and we're going to add Sister Crystal's her interview, because she has some great things to tell the people, and she has some great things for entrepreneurs, and I believe that everyone who looks at this website should have access to those opportunities, because I'm all about opportunities for everyone. Then coming soon, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. We're still working on the magazine. There are many different things going on. We have to congratulate many different individuals who's going into radio. I know of Sister Erica Campbell. You guys be sure to support her. She's going to be on Radio 1 starting this month. Also, Sister Kim Burrell, she's going to be on radio as well. As well as Sister Joy Reed, she's going to be on MSNB. It's some type of news journalist station. Be sure to support these individuals and all of those individuals who are going into something new. Be sure to support them, support what they're doing, because you never know when it's your turn. And when it's your turn, you want individuals to support you as well. Also, our top 10 Billboard gospel artists, we are still adding. Of course, you only see four, but if you look at this past week, we had our top 10, so be sure to listen to our top 10 gospel artists. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. All you have to do is send me an email at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, the stellargospelmusic.com, that is the website, this particular website. Also, we're going to add the AfreeLoveShow.com television clips from many different events. And, of course, our church was featured. If you want your church featured, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? About us, as I said before, this is an international radio station. We cover gospel artists, community leaders. We cover every person. And if you want to know the format of this particular segment, all you have to do is click on either one of these icons, starting with the Elizabeth Gerald story all the way to God's Toughest Battles. Listen to those particular stories, and you will see basically the format for the ministry or the show. So I invite you to come on, and I invite you to reach out to me. All right? As far as contacting me, here is the form here. Contact me. Please click submit after you comment. Of course, services. We have a radio show. We have many blogs. We have community events. I'm a speaker, and then we have a spiritual guide on the go, and we're writing more books about leadership. We're writing books about success and how to grow spiritually, professionally. And so if either one of you want to be in on that particular project, grow spiritually and professionally, please be sure to let me know. I'm in the process of writing a book with many multiple authors, and so please be sure to contact me for that. All right? Okay. Let's go to church events around the world. We're going to add some church events because there are many that's coming up, church events and social events as well. All right, and of course, you are with the AfreeToLoveShow.com. We focus on entertainment and media, and we would love to have you join in with our crew and support our services as well. All right, if you go to the Afreeta.hubpages.com, I briefly touched on this before. If you're in the Bellmead area, the Waco area, please read my 2 cent article. What I want you to understand is this is voting season, okay? And I want you to read this article, and I want you to vote for who you want to vote for and what you want to vote for. Now then, the main issue, of course, is the tax increase. I want you to really look at this article. And however you feel, that's how you vote. But I want you to understand that the effect will be how we vote, whether we vote for the tax increase or not. If you're one of those individuals who really want some improvements done to the streets and to the city, then you will vote yes. If you're fine with the way the city's been run, then you'll vote no. So either way, however you vote, I support it because I don't have anything to lose or gain. So be sure to vote how you want to vote, but make sure that you understand the consequences after you vote. All right? Okay. Now then, let's go. Not only do we have this particular article, my 2 cent article, but we have many articles dealing with entertainment, crime and law enforcement, Christianity, education, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. And I want to thank each and every one of you for reading these articles because since I've posted this article, 1,000 people have read this article about the tax increase. And so I thank each and every one of you for reading that. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, okay? All right, so let's move on. We're going to move on to the big website, which is the AfreeToLoveShow.com. This is where everything is, even the music. You will hear it play, and I'm going to turn it down here. All right. For those of you who are just joining me, this is the AfreeToLoveShow.com website. you want to know anything about the Afrita Love Show, or if you want to contact me, if you forget my email address or anything, just come to this website and you will find me here. All right. So about the venue, of course, you see Sister Ada Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. These two young ladies are interested in film and gospel and ministry. So if you need someone to open up for your shows or you need someone to speak, then these two ladies will be the two ladies that you will want. Now then, if you look at Love Radio, if you click on Love Radio, you will be right into the studio. And in this particular studio, what you will see if you go all the way down is you will see the mini shows, okay? And it goes all the way out to 5. And so if you want to hear a show, then all you have to do is click on Love Radio and just browse, peruse through all of the shows, okay? We have many. All right, upcoming events, we're working on the Marcy Gerald story, looking for pitch opportunities. And with many of these stories, many talk show hosts and producers have picked up these particular stories. So we thank God for that. All right, and here's the radio station again. All you have to do is click on Love Radio, and you'll be right there. Then the Spiritual Guide to Go. With the Spiritual Guide to Go, it's a 50-page book. It's on religion, and the purpose of this is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in His Word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. Pretty soon, Spiritual Guide on the Go will be on Amazon again, and I will actually have that particular website, or you can purchase it from Book World. And so if you would like to, you can do that as well. And many individuals, let's see here. Okay, many individuals have already, and we're selling out on this book as well, on this particular website, but there are many more websites that has this book as well. So we have some more websites with this particular book, all right? Okay. So here we go. Let's get out of here. All right. So then if you go back to the website and you go to location and contact, this is an international radio station. We're online, so you can always connect with me. Send a comment or review with your name, email, subject, and message, and click submit. If you don't click submit, I will not receive it. My contact, of course, is emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you'd like to be on the show, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, please email theafreedomlofshow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities, as well as any new TV shows or things of that nature that's coming out, because I would like to support you through promoting. And so please be sure to do that or attending. So please be sure to send me those pieces of information. All right? Gospel artists in the industry. We have some new faces here, but these are some of our gospel artists in the industry. Please support their work and support what they're doing. I really appreciate that. Of course, here are some links here, and there's Sister Ada Ruth Bradford, music.com. That is her website. Be sure to check out her website. She has a store at the end, and she has some of her music, and she her music is only 99 cents. So please be sure to support her as well. All right, here. Let's see here. Also, Minister LaShawn McLemore. She has a website as well. And there's her bio and scripture of the day and things of that nature. All right. Then, of course, the radio station is there, the Spiritual Guide. If you click on the Spiritual Guide right there, you will also be at Amazon. All right. And, of course, these books are out of stock, but I want you to feast your eyes on right here. 7 U's from $5.05. If you go and click on that particular button, you will find some of the books as well. Okay? All right. Let's see here. Love Live Jesus Ministry. Let's go ahead and click on that button. With the Love Live Jesus Ministry, if you want to have some more information about the Love Live Jesus Ministry, this will be the page as well. I'm going to be adding some things to this page. With the Love Live Jesus Ministry, this will have to do a lot with our radio station. So please be sure to check out this page. All right. Articles. These are some articles that we've written, and there it is right there. And this is on the hub page. Then, of course, Love's Media and Event coverage, Love's media and event coverage. When you click on there, you will see some media things that we've done, some media opportunities. Please be sure to connect with me there as well because we're growing that page. All right. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is another website or page where many business individuals contact me. I've had several contact me just today. So if you want to contact me, you can also contact me on LinkedIn under Afrida Love. Love comedy and entertainment. This would be any type of comedy shows, any type of events that I attend. The last post was April 14th, but we're going to update this particular website as well. All right. Okay, let's go to meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford is a gospel artist. She's a legend, and so if you stay on this page long enough, you will be able to hear her music. So please be sure to support her. Then here is Dr. Avrita Love. All right. Some of the things I speak on is would be school matters and health matters and leadership and religion. So please be sure, if you need someone to speak, Love is always the answer. Email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. My author corner, these are only some of the books, and we're going to add many more. All right? Health and human performance, keep your body moving. Make sure that you're working and moving and grooving because movement is very essential. You have to make sure that you're working your heart. Make sure that you're abstaining from a lot of salt and a lot of fried foods. And we're going to have more articles with this, and I'm going to make some videos where I'm speaking to you about health. Entertainment and television, of course, the Marcy Jo story, and here are some entertainers. Please be sure to support what they're doing. And if you have any more entertainers, doesn't matter who they are, we can add them to this page as well. R&B, rhythm and blues, these are some of the singers right here. Meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. This is Minister LaShawn. If you stay on this page long enough, you will hear her music as well. Then, of course, community events. As you can see, we've added a few more community events, and we're going to add many more because we do a lot in the community. We're always on the move like Tom Joyner. But I want you to continue to encourage your family and friends to check out the AfridaLoveShow.com. We have a lot of things going on. We have many people who are coming on, from athletes all the way to business individuals, all the way to common people like me. We have authors and teachers and leaders and many people who have connected with the AfridaLoveShow.com. We are actually getting ready to step on many different platforms, and we would love to step on your platform. As I said before, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. There are a plethora of things that we speak on, and we would like to be of service to you. We want to thank Ms. Crystal Victoria of Denton, Texas. I encourage each and every one of you who's in Denton, Texas, to connect with this young lady. She has a great project going on. I encourage schools to have her step on your platforms because she has a story to share when she was a teenager. And this story sounds also familiar, but she was able to, through the help of Christ, work her way out of that situation and turn her story into a happy ending. And that's our mission for all of our youth, is to turn their stories into happy endings. Everywhere I go, when I speak to youth, when I deal with youth, I always want to turn their stories into happy endings, although sometimes they have to have consequences in the midst of it. But at the end of the day, you want to say this was a happy ending. And so it's very important that we get these individuals on these platforms to work with our youth and our students in order to make them successful, just like Ms. Crystal Victoria. So once again, we thank her. Be sure to listen to the ministry again so that you can get her information, connect with her. If you're a radio host, let her on your show because she is great. I want to thank all of those individuals who are sharing these stories on your platforms. I want to thank the talk show hosts who are reaching out to these individuals with their many different stories. I'm not going to say any names, but I want to thank you for picking up these stories. I want to thank you for helping these individuals who come on this ministry. And I just ask for God continue to bless and keep you. You all know that in the spiritual realm of God, God says this week is an anointed week. He says this week many people will receive their breakthroughs. Many people will receive their answers. As we have witnessed, many people have already received the grace of God. When you wake up in the morning, and that's a blessing from God. But God says this week is going to be great, and you're going to hear of many great things happening to many great people. And so stay tuned. So on tomorrow, God's will, we will have later on tomorrow night, actually, because I will be out of town, we will have our needs and wants, and we are going to go unto God, and we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to thank God, and we're going to bless God for the things that he's doing in our lives. So be sure to share this particular episode with your friends. For all of you who are in TV and the entertainment field, be sure to reach out to me and connect with me and let me know what's going on, to have your information on all of my social media websites. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.